The Czech Republic's premier film showcase, the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, came to an end with the traditional award-giving ceremony on Saturday night. In its 45th year, Central Europe's biggest film festival drew some 127,000 viewers with its selection of over 200 films, about a quarter of which were premieres. Our reporter Sara Borufka has been following this year's winners and now joins me in the studio. So, Sara, tell us about the film that came away with the Grand Prix this year.
So, Christian, this year the main prize, which is a Crystal Globe with a cash award of $30,000, went to a Spanish movie, the movie The Mosquito Net, and it deals with guilt complexes in a well-off family and actually stars Geraldine Chaplin, the daughter of Charlie Chaplin, in a silent role of an Alzheimer's patient. And the director, Agustí Vila, had this to say.
The problem of our times is that often people try to deny that there's a tragic element to life, one that we have to accept. And to deny it exists is to deny a part of human existence. All characters in the film are denying that this tragic element is there. They're kind of trying to stretch this mosquito net over themselves to protect them from tragedy. And that's comical in the same way that seeing an actor fail is comical, just as it's funny when the actor trips and falls on the floor in silent films. The actors in this film slip as well, all of them slip morally, and the viewer can laugh about that. But I also understand that this film could be understood as a tragedy, because the fact that the characters are trying to escape tragedy is tragic and comical at the same time.
It sounds very interesting indeed. How was the choice received critically?
Well, some critics thought that the jury, which this year, by the way, was headed by U.S. producer Ron Yerxa, kind of went with a safe choice, as this film was certainly not one to offend, and at the same time, it also probably wasn't one of the most discussed films at this year's festival.
Can you mention some of the other winners?
Sure, Christian. So the special jury prize, which comes with a cash award of $20,000, went to Jan Svierak's animated film Cookie, and that was a hit especially with the audience. Best director this year went to a Croatian director by the name of Rajko Grilić for the film Just Between Us, and it explores the theme of adultery. By the way, at the award ceremony, Grilić actually spoke Czech when he received his award because some decades ago he studied at Prague's FAMU Film School. In the East of the West category, which is a kind of unique category that showcases movies from Central and Eastern Europe, Aurora took the award home. It's a Romanian, French, Swiss, and German co-production, and it's directed by Romanian director Cristi Puiu, who also plays the main part in the movie. And earlier this year, that film was screened at the En Certain Regard section of Cannes. And in terms of awards for acting this year, it's remarkable. The winners this year were very young. The Best Actress Award went to the French actress Anaïs Demustier for her role in Sweet Evil. She's aged 22. And the Best Actor Award this year was shared by two Polish actors for the same film, Mother Teresa of Cats. And their names were Mateusz Kosiukiewicz and Filip Garbacz.
Well, many thanks, Sara. Later on the program, we'll be speaking with Ron Yerxa, who's